Blog Talk Radio.
Love of Jesus is all you need. GP.
gentlemen, all around the world, you tapped into Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson's network, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight's host, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Elder Samuel C. Hembrick. He'll be coming on right after this song and a few announcements later. We'll see you after the song. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've tapped into Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Your host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be Elder Samuel C. Hembrick. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up real fast. We're just excited about what God is doing in your life. And we just got to give God a hand clap of praise right now. Y'all better put your hands together for the Almighty. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, to listen in to Elder Hembrick tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can dial in at 347-843-4559. The call-in number, we want you to tweet it out, ladies and gentlemen, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, all points north. If you're not flying your Learjet or in your Bentley tonight, ladies and gentlemen, stop for a minute and text that number out, 347-843-4559. One more time, 347-843-4559. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Hembricks are pretty busy, but we are excited about them being on the network today, the global network, on Straight to the Point. Elder Hembrick, coming up.
Amen. Yeah, glory to God. Glory to God. How's everybody out there doing tonight? Hope everybody is well. You know, God is so good. We want to give God the glory and give him all the honor tonight for what he's doing tonight. You know, God is just a powerful and all-knowing God. I mean, we just had those two songs played, Kirk Franklin and Whitney Houston. Both of those songs were very great and very dear to our hearts, you know, in Jesus' name. But we want to first give an honor to God this tonight, God. We want to give an honor to God tonight because he's first in our life. And we want to thank Dr. Henderson for giving us this opportunity. Tonight, this is a very special night tonight. I got my lovely wife with me tonight, and she's going to be, you know, we're going to be working this thing together. So we're going to be asking for you guys' prayers as we give y'all words, a rhema word tonight from the Lord, because God is good. And we want to also thank Elder Kevin Vaughn for just, you know, being there, just allowing us to be on the radio tonight. Oh, you know, God is just so good to be on the radio. I mean, who would ever thought that we would be on the radio? I mean, all over the land, all over the country. Ain't God good? I don't know about y'all tonight, but I so feel good tonight because I know what God is going to do. Oh, God, we got something good for y'all tonight when we pray that the Lord will bless this message tonight. Oh, God, hallelujah. We pray that souls will be able to get on the line and listen tonight to see what God will see. Thus says the Lord. Once again, we just want to thank, you know, Dr. Henderson again. You know, we can't thank her enough for giving us this opportunity. Minister Lady Hembrick and myself, Elder Hembrick, for getting on the line tonight. And we want to get it started. We don't want to hold you up too long tonight, but we're going to do what thus said the Lord. When the Lord said quit, then we're going to stop. So go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good evening, everyone. I will be coming from the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, the 35th through the 36th verse. 35 simply says,
I didn't break. Okay, that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Lord God, eternal Father, we come before you tonight, God, to just thank you and give you honor and give you glory, Father God. We pray that you would anoint this word tonight, and it'll be about ready to deliver to your people tonight, Father,
yes,
God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be coming from John 11, verses 35 to 36. 35 simply says, Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him?
Mm.
So, love can refer to an emotion of a strong attraction and personal attachment. Kirk Franklin put it this way, patient love, kind love, sweet love. What does it really mean to love somebody? Have you ever found it difficult to love someone? How about loving the unlovable? How about loving yourself? I used to suffer adult acne, and it gets so bad at times I try to cover it up with makeup. Have you ever done something you were so ashamed of and tried to cover it up? Sometimes it's because it becomes hard to cover up your flaws, your blemishes, your mistakes, and people will hold them against you. Well, Jesus died for that.
Amen.
God knows all, and he sees all. Before you even get involved in the error of your ways, he sees you. You cannot hide. The best thing to do is to receive him, because in spite of ourselves, he is the greatest love of all. My title tonight is The Greatest Love of All. Jesus was with Mary, Martha, and the mourners. They are mourning the death of their brother and friend Lazarus. Jesus loved his friend so much, it was hard for him to be in their presence and not enter into their pain. It made him groan in his spirit, and he wept. God will enter into our sorrow. He knows our feelings when we are sad, confused, disgruntled, hurt, or even rejected. In verse 35, Jesus wept because he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. He has great compassion and love towards us. Jesus loves us so much. When we're experiencing being overwhelmed, sad, hurt, suffering, or in pain, it's not our fault that sickness and death come upon us, even if it's all of a sudden. Jesus feels and enters into our sorrow.
Yes.
He feels everything we feel. It's because it's a part of the process. Jesus, being so full of love and compassion, he weeps with us. His true love has covered our sins in spite of ourselves. Do you know that we are the apple of God's eye? An apple is a fruit. Sometimes it can be sweet, and sometimes it can be bitter. Some of his apples can be downright rotten, but God loves us anyhow. Let me share with you a personal part of my life. He is called my husband. When my husband looks at me, I see the gleam in his eye. I see the love that God has given him towards me. A lot of times I see Jesus through my husband's eyes. He always called me beautiful, even when I don't feel or see beautiful. He loves me just like that. The songwriter Whitney Houston summed it up very well. She knew that she had found the greatest love of all. She had to look inside herself. Jesus lives inside of us. She also said that it's easy to achieve. That is because Jesus is that close to our situation. He wants to commune with us. Being that he lives inside of us, he experiences everything that we experience, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. Then she goes on to say, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. We, including myself, have and will continue to learn to love ourselves. Sometimes it can be challenging. Kirk Franklin summed it up by saying, "It's a mystery to me. Now I'm glad to see Jesus." What it really means to love. Love is patient, love is kind, and love is gentle. Love is not puffed up. Love requires us to become vulnerable. Love can hurt. We often get hurt, rejected, humiliated, and let down. It's one of the most painful experiences in life. It can shake us at our very core of our being. When love hurts, we feel empty.
Mm.
We feel worthless. We feel hopeless. It can even make you cry. Unconditional love is the kind of love that pours meaning and significance into the lives of the people. It is hard to find unconditional love in another human being. We are too self-centered and so vain. You think this song is about you. We are so bent on protecting and promoting ourselves. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to our rescue. Jesus is the epitome of love, and you can have a relationship with him. God's love is unconditional. You can feel completely neglected and empty, but God is paying attention to you. God is trying to show you that there is a greater love being offered to you. No one can ever offer greater love than Jesus. He is the only one who can offer to us exactly what we are trying so desperately to find. Jesus knew all too well this pain of rejection and the pain of death. Jesus stepped into our place and accepted the sorrow because he loves us, and he even weeps today. Jesus knows our every secret, every pain, every sin, and every wrong that lies within us. He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah.
He knew us before we ever paid attention to him. Jesus knows exactly who we are. His love is not something we earned or deserved. Yet here, he is offering it to us. No one knows us better, and no one can possibly love us more. Understanding God's love will fill us with stability and confidence to face any rejection or loss, no matter how much it hurts. Our core will never be shaken. We are very secure in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It doesn't matter your lifestyle. God's love is greater than your lifestyle. Embrace God's love. He loves you. Embrace God's word. It gives you instructions and directions. Communicate with God. He answers prayers. Embrace his teachings. It is there to help guide you. Embrace his corrections. He chases us because he loves us. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. It's okay to love yourself. You can have faith. You can have hope. You can have love. But the greatest of the three is love. There's no greater love than Jesus' love. So keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep believing. You too will find the greatest love of all. He is inside of you. Amen.
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 Glory. Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank,
thank
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The
thank
greatest,
God.
The greatest of love. My God. Isn't that so, Pastor? That's such a powerful.
Woo,
that's such a powerful message. The greatest of love, because Jesus is love. And first of all, we have to love ourselves before we can even love anybody else.
Yes.
So we look at this passage of scripture in the 35th verse. It said Jesus wept.
Yes.
He wept because he was in so much pain.
Yes.
He was so worried about Mary and Martha because they were his closest friends.
Yes.
But even in his weeping, he still rose Lazarus from the dead.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and Lazarus was laid up in his bed 4 days, smelling real bad. But Jesus loved him so much that he brought him up. And his sisters, Martha and Mary, was always saying, well, Jesus, what took you so long? And, you know, praise God. You know, you can't rush Jesus, because Jesus is love. He's the greatest love of all.
Yes, he is.
No love better than Jesus' love.
Amen.
And you know, it's just so powerful. Just so wonderful to know that we have the love of Christ in us. I mean, God is good, and God is merciful, and God is loving, and God is all kind. God is patient, and God is a sweet love that sweet smelling Savior. My God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I just love to call on the name of Jesus, because I don't know about anyone else out there in radio land tonight, but when I call on the name of Jesus, I just have so much joy in my soul because of the love that he has for me.
Amen.
He died for me.
That's right.
On Calvary.
Mm.
I don't know how you feel tonight, but I'm feeling mighty good tonight because I know Jesus loved me. I mean, he loves me tonight, and I know he loves me tonight. Why? Because he died for me, and he forgave me for all my sins. You know, all my sins, all the sins I have committed, all the sins that I will commit, God has forgave me of all my sins, and I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for that, because I say all my sins I haven't done, because we never know what we're going, you know, what some things we do that we don't think is wrong, and it's wrong. It's a sin. But we don't think it's a sin, but it's a sin because it's not of God. So I just ask God to, you know, forgive us. That's why I said our sins now in the present, because we never know what we're going to do. We might have said something wrong to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or we might have spoke out something wrong. We might have did something wrong to somebody. We might have hurt somebody's feelings, not thinking that we were hurting anybody's feelings. So we have to ask God to forgive us for our sinful ways. So we thank God tonight, and we praise God tonight, and we give God the glory tonight.
Amen.
Because God is the greatest love of all.
Hallelujah.
And Whitney and Kurt says it plainly. It's the mystery to love. I mean, you know, you got to love. Praise God. You got to love. If you don't have love in your heart, how can you love you, yourself? How can you love anybody else? How can you care? How can you show appreciation? How can you go to work every day and love what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the greatest love of all, which is Jesus, that provides us, that gives us the strength, and that gives us the strength to go out and do the things that we have to do, and do it in love.
Yes. Amen.
We always have to remember, my brothers and sisters, that we are under the umbrella of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we have to always root and abide in what the Word of God says. You know, we got to work, we got to study to show ourselves approved. We got to read the Word, we got to study the Word. We can't be doing no compromise. This ain't no compromising time. This is a time to get serious, because God is love and he's showing us our love. So God is good tonight, and I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, for this time. I mean, because I can just go on and talk. Just like she read in the first part, it said love can refer to emotional or strong attraction or personal attraction, attachment. You know, love is a whole surrounding. All these things here, that's what God gave us.
Mm-hmm.
God shows us love. And all this, emotional, strong, personal. We got a personal relationship with God. We have a strong emotion about God. And all this God is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love the Lord. And the Bible said that those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so tonight, my brothers and sisters, God is just, you know, so good and just so worthy to be praised. And we're going to open up the lines, you know, a little earlier tonight. We here. You got any questions, any answers? Any questions, anything you want to know? Because it's love. It's all about love. We're talking about love. We're talking about loving Jesus. Then we talk about loving ourselves. And we got to love ourselves. We can't make without loving ourselves. How can you love somebody else if you can't love yourself first?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. God is love. I mean, these two songs tonight, they were very touching, and they touched our hearts. Because these two songs tonight, Kurt and Whitney, are so profound to us, because God has done tremendous things in our life.
Hallelujah.
God have helped us.
Mm.
Help us to grow. Help us to love one another even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to do that, you have to be really serious about your relationship with Jesus Christ, your personal Savior.
Yes.
You have to be really serious about that. This is nothing to be played with. You know, you got to love the Lord. You got to love yourself. If you're married, you got to love your spouse. You got to love your family in spite of whatever they say or whatever they do. You got to love them anyhow. You know, they've been to say something to you didn't like. They've been to done something to you that you didn't like. But you got to love them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they done said something out the way that wasn't even a good thing to say, and they said it anyhow, and they said it and oh, sometimes they even dare you say something back. But you got to, you know, you got to love them anyhow.
That's right.
In spite of all of that.
Amen.
Because you got to show the Christ in you,
mm-hmm.
so people to see the Christ in you, so they know that, hey, this person here, this brother here, or this sister here, is living for God. And we can see that within them.
Mm.
We can look inside of them spiritually, and see that they have the love in them for Christ. So people start changing their ways and start reacting towards you a little differently. They won't come at you with all that, you know, that other stuff, all that okie doke stuff. They will come to you real. And we the Hembricks, we love to come to people real, because we are real ourselves. We real ourselves. You know what I mean? I ain't saying that we perfect. No, not by a long shot. But we love the Lord, and we try to do things according to what God has us to do,
Amen.
According to His directions He's lead us in. And the faith that we have, praise God, that is so strong. You know, of course you have a little doubt here and there, but you got to overcome your doubt with faith. You can't keep on letting doubting this and doubting that, and talking about you got faith. They don't even go together. You know, so God be the glory. And as I said, we're gonna open the lines up, and we're available here tonight. Thank Elder Vaughn, thank him so much for, you know, being there and, you know, and open and helping us tonight, and, you know, just giving God the glory, because
thank
for
you.
Elder Vaughn, we just gonna open the lines up, because I can say so much, and I don't want to
amen.
All tonight. I'm gonna say something for another night.
I love it. We're gonna have a little dialogue here tonight with y'all. That was powerful. I love the fact that you are tag teaming the word tonight. I love it. Y'all working together tonight. I love it.
Amen.
That's powerful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you're listening to Straight to the Point with Elder Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, and Lady Hembrick tonight on the network, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for you, for those listening on their mobile devices, maybe through the internet, and even on your phone as well. So we thank God. But, you know, one thing, Brother Hembrick, Lady Hembrick, I was thinking about, you was talking about, you know, you can't react to everybody's emotions, if you will, today. That's for sure.
Right.
But one thing I remember, I think Mom or Dad, probably Mom said this. He says, boy, don't act like a fool. don't act a fool. You know, so I remember those things.
I know that's right.
Yeah, you don't want to act a fool with these people, because you act crazy as they are. So I thank God for not acting like a fool sometimes. You know? We thank God for
God
patience and love. But you got to love, like you say, you have to love everybody. And please, ladies and gentlemen, know people are going through a lot of stuff in their mind, in their home, in their job. So we got to be sensitive. Not that you don't have to know all their details or all the information, but God sometimes gives you discernment as well. but know that people are going through a lot of stuff. So just give them a little time, patience. They may dump on you a little bit, but just be patient. Don't take it personal. And as long as they don't hit you, you're good.
So
you're good. Amen. That's a weird one. Another thing you also laid here while you was reading, I was thinking about the word, you know, Jesus raised Lazarus, of course, but you notice he waited till he got to the tomb. But what I thought about and wrote down, Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick, is that God will even raise you or save you when you stinking, when you rotten, or you dead, or you dead.
Yeah. Amen.
So he's God. I mean, he can wait another year if he wanted to. It don't matter. We just got to believe God. It may wait another year. We may be dead and the bones all gone. He can bring them all back together. Yeah, Jesus. So I thought that was
he's
pretty cool.
He's God.
He's an awesome God.
Amen. He is awesome God. So he'll raise us anytime he's ready. And he has done that. As you know, he raised us from the dead because we were dead in sin prior to accepting Jesus.
Yes.
So he raised us in our own stinkiness and rottenness. So thank God for the power of God. When we think of it like that spiritually, God for that. You know, I love it. Love it. Praise God. That's wonderful. Praise God. Well, Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick, I guess everybody's listening via the network tonight, I'm sure. So anything you want to conclude with or continue on, let you have the mic back. God bless you. Amen. This is straight
God
to the point,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
God bless you. God bless you. You have anything you want to say, babe?
I'm good. I just thank God. It was an awesome message. But, you know,
yes,
as Dr. Vaughn said, he not only raised him, but, you know, he even took away the stench.
Okay. Incredible.
He took away, I mean, he just took it away. Yes. And God is so awesome. He can do anything that he want to do at any given moment.
Yes.
You know, so I thank God for this opportunity tonight, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you all very much for having me. This is a first for me, and I bless God for it.
I love it. You know, one thing, Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick, why don't you say a few words to our young people out there today? Our young people need some wisdom from above. Why don't you say a few words to our young people out there? Because some of them are seeking God and some are not, but they need to know that there is a God in heaven. What would you say to the young people today?
Praise the Lord. I would say to the young people today, and praise God for the young people that's listening.
Amen.
I want to thank God for you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to listen. I know that you could be doing a lot of things around about this hour of the evening, but I want to thank you again for listening. And you know, like the songwriter said, Whitney Houston said, the greatest love of all. And I just want you young people to know that the greatest love of all is Jesus Christ. And I just ask that you continue to stand fast, be unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord, because God is the one that can lead you, and he's the one that can guide you, and he's the one that you can take you through what you're going through in life. I know things are not easy, the things that you're going through, because I've been through those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just thank God for allowing me, for helping me, for giving me the strength to get out of those situations I was getting in drugs, alcohol, drinking, all sorts of things I was going through at one time. But you know, I had to surrender. See, that's the thing, young folks. We got to surrender.
Yeah.
Got to surrender. You got to surrender your life to Christ. I know it's hard to do. You don't want to do it because you know your buddies and your girlfriends are doing this, and they going out to the club, and you know they wearing all the latest fashions, and they got their Nikes on, they got their Jordans on, they got their, you know, Calvin Klein's on, or you know, whatever they might have, like Stacey Adams, and I know I understand all that, but you know, when I was a young lad, I remember I didn't have Stacey Adams, I didn't have, back during my time, we was having Bass Regions back at that time. And back during that time, I didn't have Bass Regions, but all my buddies had Bass Regions. They were even wearing Chuck Taylors. I was wearing Playmates, you know. So I just thank God for where He has brought me from, and how I accepted it. See, that's the thing. We have to accept it, what Jesus had for us. And only you, my brothers and sisters, you are the only one that can accept it. You got to accept what Jesus had for you, because it's nothing. Jesus, whatever Jesus had for you is good.
And it's for you.
And it's for you, absolutely. It's for you and for you only. What Jesus has for you is for you and nobody else.
Oh, can I say something?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. And, you know, inside of you, God lives.
Yes.
If
Amen.
No one else ever talked with you, you can always talk with God. I don't care what kind of sin that you've dealt with. It doesn't matter if you feel vulnerable, or I made this big mistake, God not going to forgive me. Well, I'm going to tell you, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
And, you know,
Amen.
God said that, you know, all his children, he said, come unto me, all who have labor. When you're laboring in your homework, when you're laboring with your parents,
mm-hmm.
he said, you come to him and get your rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say to all the ones who have been being bullied, you know, God can bring you out of that. And only God can bring you out of that. I say stand strong. Hold your head up high. Someone loves you, and his name is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, you know, God loves you, and it does not matter anything else. If you feel unloved by your friends, your families, your coworkers, or whatever, you have a friend in Jesus.
Yes.
It might be just you and Jesus, but you just hold on, because he has something for you. He has something set aside just for you. You're not going through this for nothing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And God will deliver you. Trust me, you got to hold on.
Yes.
Just hold on and pass the assignment that God has put before you. And then ask God if he just help you through it. And I pray that your faith will faint not.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Trust in God. He's real.
Yes, he is.
He's real. You know, you can walk around and you're a child of God. You know, people walk around doing their own thing. You know, but you know, even when Jesus was out there, they didn't like him. But he died for us anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, I pray that this has touched you tonight. And if anyone feel like they are going through so hard it's unmanageable, I pray that God will cover your sin in the blood of the Lamb. He douse you with his love and the power to get through.
Yes.
God, we love you.
Yes.
But God loves you too.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Lady Hembrick, I love that. Powerful, powerful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that was powerful. That was powerful.
Yes.
And well, you know what she said is just awesome, because
mm-hmm.
you know, young people, they need someone to lean on, and if we don't get them, then the dope man gonna get them, and it's as simple as that. So we have to get them. We have to talk to them as adults, as Christians, to help the young people, so they can go, the right direction, you know. And like I said earlier, and my wife had said it too, you know, we go through things in life. That's what we have to do. We just go through things. But I also always think about David, because David is one of my favorite persons in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It says the 23rd Psalm, verse 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yea, though
mm-hmm.
I walk through the valley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will feel no evil. You know,
mm-hmm.
he said, well, you're going to walk. He didn't say if you walk through. He said when you walk through it.
I just want you to know you're gonna go through, you're gonna have some valley experiences. But while you're going through the valley, you take Jesus with you because he's there with you in the valley.
And you don't have to fear.
Yeah, amen.
He said, thou shalt not fear.
Yeah. Amen.
While going through the process.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. And I tell you, Lady Hamburg, Brother Hamburg, what I do here is the boldness of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to give you the goal. We want to give you God and Jesus so you can have the boldness of God, ladies and gentlemen. God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So please know that as well.
Yeah.
Amen. So we thank God for the Hembrick. Thank God for the word going out tonight. And we just thank God for everything tonight. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. And I believe we're going to open up the line. We do have a caller tonight there, Sister Brother Hembrick. We're going to open up the line for our brother out there,
amen.
I believe. Amen. We won't leave anybody out, of course, and we'll have some more comments in a minute, too, as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Straight to the Point with Brother Hembrick, Elder Hembrick, and Lady Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited about you being with us on Straight to the Point. We're going to mention only your last four digits on the network tonight because it is the World Wide Web. And our caller is 1101. 1101, you're on the line. How you doing, bro?
Yo, in the house. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro.
In the house. Yo, hey, when you see that, yo, when you see the 11010,
you're
You know what I mean? You're buying the service, no. I just got on, you know what I mean, on that kind of thing, so it's not like I don't want to get on. Just first time when I started to get let on, you know, to come on, all that kind of stuff. And right now I'm doing a moving situation. Of course, I want to move in God, but I want to move in the situation because the problem I'm staying in right now is a huge phrase. It's like a hellhole, you know what I mean? Because at first when I moved to this apartment about 3 years ago, everything was fine. Everything was straight. You know what I mean? You know, so that kind of good stuff. And about a couple of months ago, I was on Facebook, right? And out of the blue, I saw this apartment, right? Brand spanking new apartment. It's in West Palm Beach, Florida, where I live at, right? And my heart desire to live in an apartment. They got like a swimming pool and a fitness room, right? For some reason, this place just came up from nowhere. I said, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on 6'8". I ain't gonna lie. I'm not ashamed of it. Yes, I'm on 6'8". Yes, I am. You know what I mean? But I called my 6'8" lady, right? And she was saying, Jermaine, right now it's a little bit too early to move. You just, you know, just keep coming back a couple of months. And we gotta help you try to get you moved to this place, right? And now I spoke to her about like last week, I think. And my lease is up in November, right? But with Section 8, I don't find me a place between September and November. You know what I mean? That kind of good stuff. So I can move. He said I can move like next month or September as long as I find me a place to stay. You know what I mean? And I remember one sister was prophesied to me, right? I didn't say nothing about moving anywhere. She just out of the blue telling me that God dropped, you got to be some keys dropped in my hand. And I'm going to be moving to a new location. And I may be wrong because I ain't no prophet or nothing like that. You know, not by a long shot, but I want to be moving to that place because I was praying and I said, God, put me in a place that got like a swimming pool and a fitness room or that kind of stuff. It doesn't be like in the suburbs or whatever, but it could be in the hood, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm from the hood, you know what I mean? But you know, since just because you're black, you live in the hood, doesn't mean you have to live there forever. You know what I mean? All that kind of good stuff. So I feel like, to me, right now, I was supposed to receive a letter from housing next month so I can get to the apartment, get things straightened out, that kind of good stuff, to make this emergency move out of this place I'm living at right now. So I pray that, you know, everything goes well, this moving situation. And I believe everything is going well because I was praying and praying, and God kept me in this place for a while, just for a season. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't mean I'm going to be living in this place like for 40 years or 50 years. No. You know, so there's a reason that, you know, that I'm going to make this move because God ordained for me to make this move. I'm going to make this move, get things straightened out, look out good stuff, and, you know, I'm about what God tells me, you know what I mean? And God knows I'm very, very serious about what I want to do, you know what I mean? So look out good stuff, man. So I'm sad that my little sister Dean on there, but I'm glad to hear from you, Kev, you know what I mean? Because I know you, I knew you and D and actually from day one. You know, so day one when you started the program, I think it was like 2005, I think, or 2006. I may be correct. Well, that kind of good stuff, but it's all, I think it was 2010, I think. But it's all good though, you know what I mean? But you know, I didn't mean to talk too long, but I just wanna drop a few words. You know how your boy do. Right, Kev?
Yes, sir. Exactly, man. We always appreciate you. Well, Jermaine, we always get some great updates from you, man. So we thank God for you, and everything going to be all right. Brother. No doubt about it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Brother Hembrick, Lady Hembrick, back to y'all.
Yeah, we just want to say to Brother Jermaine, that just to hang in there, man. God is able and God is willing, and he'll do all things. All you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hands. And everything will work out for you just well, man. Just hang in there and keep on being strong like you are. You know, you know, you're a strong brother. You're holding on. And you know the Lord. And, you know, don't let nobody change you. Don't let nobody change that from you. So I just, you know, we're going to keep on praying for you, my brother. And we pray that you do the same for us because, you know, God is good. God can do anything but fail.
Amen. He can do anything but fail. I love that. You know, Brother Hembrick, Sister Hembrick, I was just thinking about one of my favorite animals on the planet is the rhino. You know, when the rhino gets the top speed, man, he runs over everything.
Yeah.
we want you to run over the enemy, man, spiritually, that is. But run over everything, man, and stand in your path, man. Just run right over it, man.
That's right.
Get to where God wants you to be, brother. So we're excited about you. And we love you, and it's all good. Amen. You know, also, too, Brother Lady Hembrick, I wanted to make sure we put out in the atmosphere, since we're talking to the young people today and sharing today, I want to cancel on the airwaves. I want to cancel any thoughts of suicide, low self-esteem, and hate in our young people today, and for anybody as well. But specifically our young people, because they think there's no hope. So we cancel that assignment, Father God, no matter where it is on the planet. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just ask your spirit move. It can be everywhere simultaneously, Father God. So we pray in agreement, Father God, that any young person thinking about suicide, it may feel lonely, Father God. We ask that you comfort them right now through your spirit. They may be thinking about suicide, Father God. We cancel that debt. We cancel that mindset right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And they may have hate, Father God, for their family members and their fathers and mothers, whatever it is, Father God, please put love in their heart, Father God, and show them. Yes. Send angels, Father God, whatever you got to do to change that mindset. We want that soul saved, Father God. We want that life saved in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray against suicide, low self-esteem, and hate in some of our young people today. But we ask that you know exactly, Father God, you know exactly who that is in the name of Jesus. So, we ask pray against that, Father God. We pray for that person and against the enemy right now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Back to you, Brother Hembrick, Sister Hembrick.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
it's
Lord.
Been a wonderful evening.
Yes, it has. Thank you for that awesome prayer.
Amen.
Thank you for the awesome prayer. We want to once again thank everyone that was listening in on the for Brother Jermaine, who came on the line tonight. I want to thank God for him. I want to thank the ones that wasn't able to get on tonight, but they just listening on the tape recorder. They're going to listen to it again later on tonight or later on tomorrow, whenever they decide to listen to it. I want to thank him for that. Thank God for that. And we also want to thank Dr. Henderson. My God.
Yeah.
Keep her in prayer while she's doing the conference over there in the UK.
Amen.
She's over in London.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Henderson. We know you're listening probably over there.
Yeah. Dr. Henderson. All right.
Amen.
And we also would like to ask you, on every Wednesday night, we have a Moving Mountain Prayer every Wednesday night. I can give you the number. The number is 515.
Yeah, please. Yeah, give out the contact information.
Get the number out.
Yes, sir.
515-739-6293. Once again, that number is 515-739-6293. The code number is 341-909. That's 341-909.
Pound. Yeah.
Amen. God is good, and we just look forward to hearing y'all every hearing you. Will come with us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. Amen. Thank you, Elder Vaughn. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to, you know, be with us, be with the Hembricks tonight. We love you.
Amen.
We thank God for you.
Yes, we do.
And we ask the Lord that will bless you and your family.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
I receive it.
Once again, we want to give three cheers out to Dr. Henderson.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Henderson.
All right, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much. Thank
Hallelujah.
Safe travels back.
Safe flight back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, come on back fast, Dr. Henderson.
We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you. But we thank God for you, Dr. Henderson. We're so glad that you gave us this opportunity. Matter of fact, we'll be on the air next week. Tune in next week because we'll be here next week.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
2 weeks in a row. Ain't God good? My God.
Amen.
2 weeks in a row. God, we just want to thank God. Thank
Amen.
God for everything. And oh, hallelujah. And
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, baby, for being on the line tonight and sharing with me tonight. We shared together. We was a team tonight. God is
Amen.
Good.
Oh.
And I thank the Lord for you.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You got anything you want to say, baby?
No, I'm good.
Elder?
All right. Thank
you
so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening to the wonderful voices of Elder Samuel C. Hembrick and Lady Lillian Hembrick as well, ladies and gentlemen. They are husband and wife. They are a team. They are saved. They love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And let's just give them a hand for being godly used by the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to this over and over again, ladies and gentlemen. Go back to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. Or call me and I'll give you the link as well so you can listen to the Hembricks over and over again, ladies and gentlemen. My number is 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for your time. We hope that you have enjoyed the word tonight. We know the word will not return void in the name of Jesus because it is the word, ladies and gentlemen. It's the power of God. So we thank God for the word tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been straight to the point. We're going to leave you with a couple of wonderful songs again. Take care, and we love you
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed, everyone.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
God
Bye.
Bless you. Bye.
God bless you now. Bye. Have a great week.
Amen.
Amen.
Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour on the network of Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. One more song. God bless you. See you later. My knees, a lonely place.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, you've been listening to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores C. Henderson, our wonderful guest tonight, with Elder Samuel Hembrick and his beautiful and lovely wife, Lady Lillian Hembrick. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time on the network. It's been a great time, and we hope that you had a good time. Hey, remember to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Bye-bye now.